frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only young when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best,
you are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Well, now, this has got to be one of my favorite stories, Jack and the Beanstalk, or the case of the 3D broccoli. Once upon a time, there lived a boy named Jack who was very poor. He and his mother lived in a small, run-down house by the side of the road, if you call that living. One day, Jack and his mother decided to take inventory of their holdings. "One cow," said Jack, starting at the top of the page. "Don't look now, boy," said his mother. "But we just finished. We're busted. We gotta get a new bag. So here's the lick. Take this beat-up bovine to market, and don't come back without some real bread." "I dig," said Jack, and off he went. As he strolled along the Sunset Strip, he chanced to meet a stranger with secret agent glasses and a mod cap. "Hey, man," said the stranger, "where you going with that cow?" "I'm gonna turn her in for a year's supply of money," Jack said. "The cost of living's gone up to $5.80 a quart. But say, don't I remember you from Berkeley?" "Yeah, man," said the stranger. "I couldn't make the tuition scene, so I bugged out. But I can see that when it comes to cows, you don't know a hill of beans. I'll make you an offer here and now." "What's your offer?" said Jack. "A hill of beans," said the stranger. "But dig, these are magic beans." "Anything like mushrooms?" Jack said. "Ever a free thinker?" "No, man," the stranger said. "You don't smoke these, you plant them." "Are they jumping beans?" Jack asked. "Yeah," said the stranger. "They're the jumpinest." "Well, lay them on me," Jack said. And surrendering his cow, he headed toward home with a handful of beans. When he told his mother what had transpired, she was furious. "You know what I like about you," she said, "is that you got an open mind. You got holes in your head." It was with a heavy heart and a lumpy skull that Jack retired that night, having thrown his beans out into the garden. Well, imagine his surprise when, upon awakening in the morning, he saw growing in the backyard a green beanstalk that towered high up into the sky. "Mama," he shouted, "look, it came from outer space." "Well, rip my miniskirt," his mother said. "Boy, you were born stupid and you've been losing ground ever since. This 3D broccoli is headed the other way. Now shinny up it like quick. See what they're advertising on top. We may be able to rent out the space." At that, Jack began to climb the beanstalk. He climbed for hours and hours until he found himself at last in the clouds and, even more surprising, at the gates of an enormous castle. Curious, he entered the castle, and there, asleep at the table, he discovered a giant. "Well, burn my draft card," Jack said, "if this isn't the Jolly Green Giant." At the sound of Jack's voice, the giant stirred and awoke. "Would you be so jolly if you were a giant?" the giant asked. "And green to boot? And anyway, fee-fi-fo-fum." "Yeah, do the monkey, yeah, yeah, yeah," Jack sang, trying to find the key. Fee-fi-fo-fum, the giant repeated with a terrible scowl, pounding on the table. Muff off eef-eef, said Jack, doing the pony. What's that? Asked the giant. That's fee-fi-fo-fum spelled backwards, said Jack. Look, I know you tall cats like to get high, but this up here is ridiculous. Where are we? A man's home is his castle, the giant roared. Don't bug me with the Rumford Act, Jack said, trying to appear in control. I asked you a civil question. What part of town are we in? I tell you, this is my castle, cried the giant. Thank you, Timothy Leary, said Jack. And when you're ready to come in for a landing, wire me. At that moment, a large, plump goose hopped up onto the table. How's your bird, said Jack. Fine, man, said the giant. This is the goose that lays the golden eggs. Well, said Jack, the price of everything is up these days. You don't dig me, said the giant. I tell you, this goose actually pays off a full jackpot every 20 minutes. Greeny, said Jack, I hope you'll let me play a tape of this conversation back to you after you rejoin the Earth people. I mean, you're so far out, you're in. But at that moment, as luck would have it, the goose laid a big golden egg before Jack's very eyes. Oh, I take it all back, man, Jack said. El Gooserino is Fort Knox with feathers after all. Look, I didn't bring my library card, but I think I'll take this item home for a few days. So saying, he boldly grabbed the goose and ran lickety-split for the castle gate with the giant in angry pursuit. In a moment, Jack was sliding down the beanstalk lickety-split. When he reached the ground, he grabbed an axe and began chopping furiously at the base of the stalk. I would have gotten down sooner, Mom, he explained, but my lickety-split. Never mind that, his mother said. But how will I ever get these chlorophyll stains off your inseam? Wisely, Jack kept chopping. In a matter of seconds, the beanstalk toppled over into a nearby used car lot, and the giant crashed into both seats of a 52 Chevy convertible like an outtake of a Hertz commercial. In the days and weeks that followed, the goose laid up a storm. One yellow submarine after another tumbled into her nest. Jack ran out, bought himself 27 turtleneck sweaters, a new pair of motorcycle boots, signed up for a course with Bob Dylan's diction teacher, and even began to let the word drop that he might run for governor. Unfortunately, he spent his new riches so carelessly that when eternal revenue time came around, he barely had enough left to pay his taxes. He had only enough money left, in fact, to buy himself an old cow. The moral of this story, children, is, no matter what the outcome, if you have a cow that won't give milk, sell him.
Your fantasy right here. We'll be right back. Flop. cautious to roll your fingers through. I see your insides aren't the same since 1951.
Come regret it now. But how was I to know that just one kiss could turn my frog into a cow? And now I'm rid of her, I must confess, to thinking about what might have been. And I can visualize my frog princess beneath a shining guillotine.
the church is burning. The flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky. Like hands that are praying, the fire the same. You can burn down my churches, but I shall be free.
Torches in their hands while the village lies asleep.
Down to the church where just hours before boys were singing and hands were beating and saying I won't be a slave anymore. And the church is burning. The flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky.
Then it faded in the night, and it vanished in the dark.
In a cold light of morning, there's nothing that remains. The ashes of a Bible and a can of kerosene. And a church is burning. The flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky. And burn down my churches, but I shall be free.
Now church is more than just timber and stone, and freedom is a dark road when you're walking it alone.
But the future is now, and it's time to take a stand, so the lost bells of freedom can ring out in my land. And the church is burning. The flames rise high, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky. Like hands that are praying, the fire's a sin. You can burn down my churches, but I shall be free. Now church is more than just timber and stone, and freedom is a dark road when you're walking it alone. But the future is now, and it's time to take a stand, so the lost bells of freedom can ring out in my land. And a church is burning. The flames rise higher, like hands that are praying, a glow in the sky. Like hands that are praying, the fire's a sing. You can burn, but I shall be free. Thank you.
The initiates are taught the knowledge reserved for their control of power by the priests. The magical properties of natural objects. The healing properties of herbs. As well as healing, some of those herbs were found to induce trances and hallucinations. Given to a trained witch priestess, these trances and hallucinations can be controlled.
Matthew the hunting man. St. John sat in his cell. Our Lord helped our lady sang. Our Lord helped dear Margaret sang. She sang with black enchanter's lips, ingredients to make of ambergris, civet from box of jade. Mixed it with the fat of maids. They mixed it with the fat of maids. They mixed it with the fat of maids. They mixed it with the fat of maids. Bank. There came a ship, a sailing then, with engines from the land of Ken. Matthew was the hunting man. St. John sat in his cell. Our Lord helped our lady sang. Our Lord helped dear Margaret sang. She sang, her is mine, is bitter fumes. Breathe of life, of gathering gloom. Sorrow, sighing, bleeding, dying. Sealed in a stone cold tomb. Sorrow, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone cold tomb.
Thank you. statue, thou devoutly pray. Also thy debts and vows take care thou pay. With that these things that here required be, thou shalt perform. In dreams thou shalt me see. If that these things